KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
63 degrees right now in Atlantic, looking for partly sunny skies, a high in the upper 80s expected this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field, KJAN News. Our news update this hour brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. An Iowa soldier who was killed in Afghanistan last month will be remembered at a funeral next weekend. The funeral for 25-year-old Army Sergeant James Skalberg will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. in the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Skalberg was one of two soldiers killed on June 27th when an improvised explosive device detonated near their vehicle. The other soldier killed was 24-year-old 1st Lieutenant Stephen Prasnicki of Lexington, Virginia. Skalberg graduated from Nishna Valley High School in 2005 and attended Peru State College in Peru, Nebraska. He joined the Army in 2007. Skalberg's wife and son live in Red Oak. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, may I help you?
I hope so. I was outside working in the garden and my allergies flared up early this year. It seems that when I start spending a lot of time outside, my allergies and sinuses get really bad. Is there any medicine that you can suggest I take?
Sure, just stop by and see me. At Rex Health Mart, we carry a great selection of allergy and sinus remedies in the national brands and in our popular Health Mart store brand. Trees budding, fertilizers, and blooming spring flowers tend to bring on itchy, watery eyes and sneezy, stuffy noses all season long. I'll recommend a couple of different products that really work.
Thank you so much.
Glad to help. Anytime.
Rex Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. This is another example of a true life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are independently owned. Health Mart caring for you and about you.
Hundreds of people gathered at a funeral home in Marshalltown to mourn the drowning deaths of three children and support the children's families. The Des Moines Register reports that services were held Sunday for 9-year-old Lee May, her 7-year-old brother Say Ray, and their cousin 7-year-old Thay Mo. The three drowned Wednesday in the Iowa River while on a family outing. Some family members wept and wailed as they filed past the open caskets. Before arriving in the United States, the children's parents spend most of their lives in refugee camps along the Myanmar-Thailand border. The refugees fled to escape a military dictatorship in Myanmar. Authorities say one person has died and two others have been wounded in a southeast Omaha shooting. Omaha television station KETV reports police received a call about a shooting at an apartment just before 4 o'clock this morning. Details about the shooting, including the names of those involved, have not yet been released and no arrests have been reported. The Lenox Police Department reports a Texas man who was wanted on a U.S. Marshal's warrant for a parole violation was arrested Sunday morning after a confrontation with police. Officials say 23-year-old Gilberto Pantoja of Harlington, Texas, was wanted in Texas for violating his parole on an original charge of discharging a firearm at a police officer. He was also wanted in Taylor County for assaulting a police officer. Pantoja was arrested around 4:30 Sunday morning after Lenox police were called to a reported fight in the 200 block of West Michigan Street. When officers attempted to arrest Pantoja, he allegedly resisted. Officers used pepper spray to control him and bring him into custody. Pantoja was transported to the Taylor County Jail where he was being held on the warrants. Additional charges are pending as a result of that incident. One Lenox police officer suffered minor injuries during that incident and was treated at the Corning Hospital before being released. Well, the extreme heat appears to have contributed to the death of an Iowa man shortly after an Omaha car accident last month. 48-year-old Paul Tomeo of Council Bluffs had a core body temperature of 110 degrees when he died on June 27th. Douglas County, Nebraska officials have ruled that Tomeo's high body heat was likely the cause of his death, but the ruling won't be final until toxicology tests are completed. Tomeo, who worked as a roofer, crashed his car into a dirt mound in an Omaha construction zone. Then police found him collapsed about a half mile away from the vehicle. The National Weather Service says the temperature was 101 at about the time of that accident. A Villisca man was arrested Sunday night on a charge of aggravated domestic abuse assault while displaying a weapon. Anthony Dwayne Pond was taken by Montgomery County deputies to the jail in Red Oak, where he's being held on $2,000 cash bond. Law enforcement officials say the victim in that assault was not injured. A public hearing regarding the disposal of Centennial Park property will take place in Messina tonight. That hearing at 6:45 in the Messina City Hall will precede the normal council session, which begins at 7 p.m. During the regular session, the council will act on approving a resolution detailing the terms for disposing of the Centennial Park property, followed by the setting of a date of a public hearing for the sale of the property, and then setting a date for a special meeting for selling that property. The Messina City Council will also discuss an illegal dumping ordinance and other issues. The Audubon City Council will hold its regular meeting tonight beginning at 7 p.m. During their session at the Audubon City Hall, the council will hear and possibly act on a request from the Chamber of Commerce to close for street closings, tables and parade route, and other matters pertaining to the T-Bone Festival, which takes place on August 4th. The council also will discuss sewer rates and raises, and they'll hear from the Audubon County Extension with regard to the Wellness Walk. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has announced that the Atlantic Fly Iowa Marketing Committee has released a Facebook event page on AtlanticIowa.com with details regarding that September 15th Heritage and Homecoming Atlantic Fly Iowa Air Show. According to Fly Iowa Chair Gary Pellet, the performers at the air show will be phenomenal, and the committee needed a way to share the information with the public prior to the event to help drum up excitement and preview the types of acts that the public can expect to see. The website can be found at AtlanticIowa.com in cooperation with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce information under the Visiting Atlantic section. There's a special place for the Atlantic Municipal Airport information where the Fly Iowa details have been added. Pellet says four or five P-51 Mustangs will be at the air show. The aircraft are well known for their performance in helping turn the tide in favor of the Allies during World War II. Pictures of the Mustangs are available on the Facebook event page for Fly Iowa, as well as details that are being released weekly on the other performers. Pellet says there will also be a comic aerobatic pilot and some unique static display items as well. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drugstores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
In the funeral announcements this morning, 87-year-old Hilda Chester of Atlantic died Thursday. Graveside services for Hilda Chester will be held today at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 31-year-old Nicole Roberts of Lewis died on July 4th. Memorial services for Nicole Roberts will be held today at 11 o'clock in the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 54-year-old Karen Jean Irwin Roberts of Council Bluffs died Friday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Services for Karen Roberts will be held today at 11 o'clock in the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 65-year-old Beverly Mendenhall of Atlantic died Friday at the Iowa Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Beverly Mendenhall will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has those arrangements. 83-year-old Donald Montgomery of Greenfield died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital. Services for Donald Montgomery will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 in the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. 92-year-old Harold W. Kleinpaste of Harlan died June 9th. Services for Harold Kleinpaste will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock in the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 85-year-old Frederick William Coley of Exira, formerly of Macedonia, died on Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Frederick Coley will be held on Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the Broadway Christian Church in Council Bluffs. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. 95-year-old Betty Thomas of Coon Rapids died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Betty Thomas will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 in the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 68-year-old Dale Raymond Hurst of Redfield died Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. A military graveside service for Dale Hurst will be held on Wednesday at 12:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has the arrangements. 68-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Manila died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Bill Hutchinson will be held on Saturday at 10:30 in the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Grayson Elizabeth Rummel, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Tammy Rummel of Dexter, died Friday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A memorial service will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart for Grayson Elizabeth Rummel. 67-year-old Marcella Mick Wilson of Greenfield died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial gathering for Marcella Wilson will be held Saturday from 2 to 4 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a check of news this hour, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camera, radio, camcorder, or cellular phone.